This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's December and it's a time of year when we take stock of our year, the ups and downs and what prospered us as well as what lessons we need to learn. No one better than Jeevan Sadim, founder of Leverage Lab, to take us through this process. And Jeevan will go through 21 questions that will get us thinking hard and deep about our 2021 and extract the wins and lessons that will propel us forward in 2022. Good morning, Jeevan. Of course, Jeevan joins us the first Monday of every month. And of course, we're going to talk about this. And 21 questions for a fantastic review of 2021 is our topic. So what does your 21 questions cover and who should do it?
Well, it covers everything from the type of risks you've taken, your goals that you did, the challenges you faced, some of the learning, some of the lessons, things you're grateful for. It's a very wide range. So what I've done, I've spread a very wide net to cover all the different parts of your life and your work. And this applies to everyone, not just entrepreneurs. Employees should do it. People who are staying at home, stay at home, retired pensioners can do it. Employees, entrepreneurs, CEOs, everyone. It's designed for you to take a very deep look at your year and your life that year. And it's been quite a year, quite a 2 years, actually, with all of the pandemic, this whole pandemic 2 years, you know, that's what it's been, you know, and things are finally clearing up for 2022. So before you go head first into 2022, review your year. I tell people this, hey, look, take stock, always plan your year, review your year before you start your year. So before we get into 2022, you know, review the year really well so you know, based on your review, what kind of goals you want to set and what are the kind of areas that you want to thrive in just based on the review. So what this does, it's a very deep review. It covers a lot of things and we do this every year. And of course, I add questions to it each year as well. So it gets bigger. And people have been who've been doing it, they've been getting tremendous value in putting forward the next goals and the things they want to pursue just based on the review. So it's going to be really exciting. We're going to go through these 21 questions and some of them can be deeply emotional as well. So So people do want to take some deep time to do this.
Right. And you're saying that go deep on this. And from your experience of doing this review for many years now, what's the best way to do it? Take a couple of days off.
Well, here's the thing, you know, there are two ways you can look at this. Some people like the extroverts, they like to do this with their friends or their spouse or with their teams. They like to do it in a group. So they love that. They absolutely love that. The introverts would rather do it alone or with one person. So that's entirely up to you. That's a style. However, what you must do is you have to take time out for it. You cannot say, okay, I'm going to do the review in 10 minutes. It doesn't work that way. So from my experience, you need at least 2 hours to do this. So 2 to 3 hours and it'll be a very good review because the questions are quite deep. I mean, and the answers you give, you don't want to give surface answers. You want to really, really give out some very good answers so that you will know that you've done a very good review. When you finish the 21 questions, you feel your shoulders a lot lighter and you feel really excited about 2022.
Okay. So why is it that many people just don't do it as well if you know that it's good?
Well, for starters, many people do not know how to do an introspection. They do not know how to look within. They don't know how to ask the kind of questions that would get a good review done. And also, they don't have the tools to do it. You know, so these questions are, so that's the first tool that you have. The second tool should be your journal. So if you're the type that likes typing, then of course you can open up some notepads on your laptops or iPads and do it, or otherwise get a journal and write. And what's really beneficial is because I do this review with BFM every year at the end of the year, December, and I've been doing it, I think, since 2014 or something. And what's really beneficial is if you can actually look back at your notes of previous year reviews.
Right.
So that's really powerful because then you can see, wow, and in 2020, it was like this. In 2019, these were the things I did. And 2018, these were the things I did. So that's really powerful. So write in a journal or in a place where you will visit again next year when you do your 2022 review and so on.
Right. Okay, what are some problems or obstacles that prevent a good review from being done?
Number one is not allocating the time. Some people try to do this really quickly, like in half an hour, and they really didn't benefit from it. So not allocating the time for this is one. Second, not having the tools, whether it's your laptop or iPad or journal or even spreadsheet, whatever tools work for you. So there's a second problem that comes up when people do this. And the third problem is not allocating the team if you want to work with the team on this. So some people say, I should have done it with the team. I should have done it together. So not allocating that. So these are some of the challenges that come up when it comes to time to get the review.
Question number one.
Okay, let's go in. So 21 questions. So we start with some of the bigger, heavier questions, the quantity questions, and then we go deeper and we go to some of the shorter questions, which are just as potent. Right, question number one. What were your top 5 to 10 goals for 2021? And how much in terms of percentage of each did you achieve? So the first question is making you look back at your goals. You write down, what were the top 5 to 10 goals you pursued? And some people say, well, I didn't have any goals. Well, that's not a good thing. But we all pursue goals either consciously or subconsciously. So if you didn't consciously write down any goals for 2021, you did subconsciously pursue something. Maybe you pursued a career raise, a raise in your salary perhaps. Maybe you pursued a certain target market. You pursued a certain revenue in your business. So what were your top 5 to 10 goals for 2021? And how much in terms of percentage of each did you achieve? So if one of your goals was, say, to get married and you got married, that's 100%. So if it's to get married and you got engaged, well, that's 20%, something like that. So, you know, you want to put a percentage to it. So you want to know, how did I do in this goal? So that's the first question, goal question. Very, very important question. So that, because you see, we are purpose-driven organisms. We love it when we have a purpose and when we have a path to go. So you want to see, what did you pursue last year? You know, this whole last 1 year, what did you pursue? What were the 5 to 10 things you pursued? Don't go more than 10 goals because then it's just too many. So a minimum of about 5 things you should have. So 5 to 10 goals and percentage of each one. So that's the first question.
Mm.
Now, the second question is related to the first. What were your top 10 achievements in 2021? So let's take a look here. The first question was, what were your top 5 to 10 goals for 2021? And how much in terms of percentage of each did you achieve? And the second one is, what were your top 10 achievements in 2021? Now, why do I ask this question? Every question, there's a reason why I ask it. So the reason I'm asking you this is because if what you consider your top 10 achievements was completely different from your top 10 goals, that means you didn't select goals that was what your heart's desire.
Mm.
You simply chose some wrong goals. This is giving you a clue. If the gap is huge, achievements and goals are completely different, miles apart, then you were not selecting the right goals. But if they were very close, then you chose the right goals. You were on track. You selected things that were compelling to you. So it's a very big lesson here. Now, what do you consider your top 10 achievements? Now, again, they may not always be money related.
Right.
No, it may not even be health related. So, for example, I had one client one of the years told me, he said, one of the achievements was buying a puppy and bringing so much joy to the family. It was a major achievement. It is just that achievement of increasing the joy in the household, you know, just by having a puppy. You know,
right.
So that was a major achievement. I said, was that a goal? He says, no, not at all. So then that changed the way he set goals the following year because he set more heart goals, not just head goals. And, you know, those that had higher impact on his family as well. So there you go. That's the second question. You know, what were your top 10 achievements in 2021? Third question. Now, here's where things get interesting. What were your top 5 painful lessons that you learned? Now, here's the thing. You know, this is where the review starts getting serious. Because some people break down and cry when they do this. You know, so what were the painful lessons? Like one lady said, one of her painful lessons was not letting a staff go who was not happy at work. And the staff also wanted to go, and she tried to convince the staff to stay on and this and that. And the staff was miserable. She was miserable. And you know, it was a big mess. So that was a very painful lesson to you know, just pay attention to what's happening. The painful lesson. Another person, a painful lesson was during the lockdowns, he put on 10 kgs.
Maybe that was a goal he wanted to achieve.
I don't know, man. I was like, what did you eat, house? I mean, what did you eat? He put on 10 kgs and coach, that was such a painful lesson. I said, I know, I can imagine. That's like two shirt sizes, man. So I was like, wow. And of course, you know, I didn't laugh like the way you're laughing now. Poor guy. I mean, it was such a pinch. And he was really, really physically upset by it. So that was a painful lesson. And another person spent so much money buying online rubbish, buying all kinds of nonsense online because they were home. So they were at home a lot. So this is a very painful lesson. Like, you know, coach, I spent so much money on things I really don't need. And now at the end of the year, look at it. It's got all this junk that it just really absolutely doesn't need. So that was another painful lesson. Not some other painful lessons were things like, you know, business failures, business challenges, not having enough money, health problems, marriage issues, relationship issues, a lot of painful lessons there. And you want to list it down. You know, you want to confront this. You want to brutally face it. List it down because then you can do something about it. So what were these painful lessons that you learned, you know? And you want to work on that.
Right. We'll go through 18 more questions after this. Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab is 21 questions for a fantastic review of 2021. Stay tuned. Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Be free, Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab, who joins us the first Monday of every month and is the final month of the year. We'll talk about 21 questions for a fantastic review of 2021. We've only gone through three. We're on to our fourth.
Number four, what were the top five things you got right in 2021? So, you know, we may have got a lot of things wrong and with the pandemic and all that, but what did you get right? Now, this is the pats on the back. This is the dopamine hits that you get. You know, your brain releases dopamine when you write down the things you got right. So what were the top five things you got right? Maybe you got certain marketing right during the pandemic. You got your marketing right. You got your sales process right. Maybe you got your recruitment right. You recruited the right team members on board. So what were the top five things you got right in 2021? Absolutely important question. Then comes question five. Now, this is a tough one for many. Many people struggle answering this question. Question five. What was the biggest risk you took in 2021? What was the biggest risk you took in 2021? For example, one person told me not letting go a single staff no matter what happened in the company's economics. Not letting go any staff. That was a risk. Another person said pursuing a new target market, pivoting the business and selling new products and services. What was the biggest risk you took in 2021? This is showing you growth muscles. You know, risk increases growth muscles. When you take a risk, you grow. These are muscles for growth. You don't risk, you don't grow. You are what you risk.
So when you ask yourself that question, you answer it, and then you look at it and say, actually, it wasn't a very big risk. So that's also testing yourself, is it?
Yeah, you never took a risk. Maybe you played it safe the whole year out of fear of the lockdowns. So you know, that's also a thing. You know. So when you write your answers, don't stop. Sometimes your subconscious mind will give you a lot of information. Keep writing. I've got clients who, when they answer a question, the answer can be about two paragraphs. Because your subconscious mind, you're going to do a pouring out, an emotional dump. So you want to, if you didn't take any risk, you're like, oh gosh. I've had clients say that. Gosh, I didn't take any risks. There was anything. And then those that took very big risks, you know, invested in a property or whatever it is. So then was question five. Question six, very nice one. What was the smartest decision you made? What was the smartest decision you made? Out of all, we make millions of decisions in a year. Millions. You know, do I have a Tay Ice or Nescafe Ice? You know, do I park in basement six or basement seven? We make millions of decisions. But what was the smartest? Out of all those decisions, what was the smartest decision make? Now, this is a very important question, like the risk question, because you want to see what you consider a risk and what you consider a smart decision. You want to see that. And if you say the smartest decision was a food decision, well, hey, you know, you need to rethink what's smart in your life. You got to relook at that. So what was the smartest decision you made? And this is so important. You know, it could be a recruitment decision. It could have been a relationship decision, a health decision, a financial decision. It could be anything. But a very nice question, actually. I get very nice answers with this one. And one client said the smartest decision he made was getting married. I thought, oh, that's interesting. He says his life became very stable. He could get off all the dating apps and he could just build a future. That was the smartest decision he ever made. Another client said the smartest decision they ever made was opening a second outlet for their business. A second outlet was a smart decision. It increased a lot of sales. Another one, the smartest decision was actually increasing their recruitment and so on and so forth. So many like that. Number seven. Which three important relationships improve the most? Which three important relationships improve the most? Life is relationships. And, you know, you want to pay attention to this. You know, which three important relationships improve the most? It could be friendships with people. It could be work relationships. It could be supplier relationships. Which three important relationships improve the most? And, you know, this is important because as you go through life, you want to make sure as you get older, you keep developing better and better relationships. You may have fewer ones, but they got to be better and better. And number eight is related to number seven. So number seven is which three important relationships improve the most. And you want to write down the names of the people, the names of the relationship. And number eight is what were the one to three things you did that made those relationships improve? Relationships don't improve by chance. It's always something you did. So what were the one to three things you did that made those relationships improve? Like I've got this one of my best friends is an he's in London. He's based in London, and so you know we chat with each other once in every few months or so. But during all the lockdowns, and I thought, you know, I should chat with him better, you know, more, you know, and see how he's doing in London. And we started chatting every 2 weeks, and that relationship improved tremendously, and we became even better friends, and we shared better ideas. We exchanged thoughts on what are the good books to read, and all kinds of things that you can do during lockdown, and all sorts of stuff. So it was great. And it's simply because I made the effort to call, to WhatsApp to call.
So you're telling yourself as well at the same time, okay, so this is what I need to do if I want to improve relationships.
And also you're seeing your style. So some people, interestingly enough, when I asked this question, what were the one to three things you did that made those relationships improve? Yeah, many will say things like WhatsApp or call. But here comes some of the interesting ones. Someone said, well, I took these people out for dinner. For a meal. I cooked in the house and invited them over. And, you know, so I hear a lot of very interesting things. One person said, you know, we went shopping together. Another person said, we went hiking together.
Mm.
So the answers are very nice. They're telling you your style, the kind of things you do to improve relationships. Now, what's your style, you know? What's your love language, you know? So another person said, I gave presents. It's related back to your love language. So you know, it's a very nice question, actually, question eight. So question nine. Name three people who had the greatest impact on you in 2021. Now, this could even be people you don't know. Yeah, it can be an author, can be a famous celebrity. But name three people who had the greatest impact on you in 2021. It could be a politician. It could be a celebrity. It could be, you know, someone would turn around and say, maybe it's an author of a book, an old book even. It could be Napoleon Hill, who wrote his books in the 1930s. 20s and 30s, so it could be someone like that who's passed on. It could be your dad, it could be your mom, it could be a best friend, it could be a supplier. So name three people who had the greatest impact on you in 2021. Question 10, who are the five people you spent the most time with in 2021? Now, who are these five people you spent the most time with? You want to take stock of the people you let into your inner circle. So you want to know who are the five people you spent the most time with in 2021? And was it your spouse? Was it a certain few friends? Was it a particular supplier? Was it who were these people? Because you see, we don't realize the level of influence that we're getting. And the people you hang out with the most are the ones who are going to influence you the most. Want to take stock of that.
Right. And you can be looking at the list and say, why am I spending so much time with this one?
Exactly. Imagine this. Imagine one of the five is an extremely toxic and negative person. And you can notice that when you spend a lot of time with this person, you find you're very exhausted.
Huh.
You can be very tired and exhausted the next day or a few hours later or something like that. Which brings me to the next question. How did those five people influence you, positively or negatively? Now, this is something many people resist because they don't want to take stock of their relationships. And if the person is extremely toxic, you want to see that and either you remove them from your circle or you minimize contact with them. But if the person's extremely positive and it's got a huge, big mind, big thinking, you want to spend more time with such people. And so you want to take stock of this. So question 10 and 11, they're related. You can see where we're going. You know, we covered goals, achievements, lessons, risk, decisions, relationships. We're covering a lot of things here. So you're covering different parts of your life. Then now we go to question 12. What were the 5 best books you read in 2021? What were the 5 best books you read in 2021? Now, we had 2 years of lockdowns, various lockdowns in and out. And if you didn't read any books, take your hand and just slap your face really hard. It's just insane if you've not read any books. You could have read at least one, you know. So my clients on average read about 10 to 15 books a year. So you see, so you got to do it. So what were the 5 best books you read in 2021? I hope you're not going to say things like Archie Comics or something. Now it's got to be books, good books. And that's the thing. There are lots of really good books out there. Books that can really change your life. I mean, I'll give you one example. The 12 Rules of Life by Jordan Peterson. I mean, anyone reading that book, you will have a better life immediately as you read that book. It's such a good book. Tony Robbins, Awaken the Giant Within. You can't help but be extremely motivated to go for your goals when you read such a book. So there you go. So what were the 5 best books you read in 2021? That's question 12. Then we go to question 13. What are 5 things that you are most grateful for in 2021? Here, sometimes some clients break down. You know, when they just sit back and they think, they take a sip of the coffee and then they write down what the 5 things you're most grateful for. One person said, so coach, you know, I'm so grateful that I've got money during this pandemic. I've got a lot of money when so many people fell apart. And another person said, so grateful for their health and the health of the family and all that, when some people were getting heart attack or stroke and all kinds of things. And so what are the 5 things you're most grateful for in 2021? And this is so important, you know, it's you really want to take stock of what you're grateful for. And you feel amazing when you write it down. So again, don't stop. If you're writing more than 5, go ahead. You want to write 6, 7, 8, 9. Some people end up writing 15 things, 20 things. Don't stop. Let it be a very deep review. When I do my own review, I do this every year as well. I sometimes have about 10 pages of writing, you know. It's just amazing. Question 14. What one word sums up your entire 2021? Now, looking back at your whole 2021, what is the one word that sums it all up? One person told me intense. Another person said colorful, you know. It was all kinds of things happening. Another person said roller coaster. You just went up and down. Another person said joy. It was a very joyful year. There are a lot of things at work. And interesting, you know. So what one word sums up your entire 2021? What about you, Frida? What's your one word that would sum up your whole year?
Opportunities.
Opportunities, yeah, there you go. It's a nice word.
Mm.
Very nice. So you see, you, that word is coming out. You put your entire year together. By the time you arrive at question 14, you've got your word. Subconsciously, because you've done the review of 13 questions already, your subconscious is going to throw out the words. If you go straight to this word, it's a bit difficult. But you see whether that word changes later when you do the review. So when you've done the review, see what word comes up. You'll be very surprised, you know, because that's the word that sums up your whole year. I remember one client told me, coach, tired. Just tired. That was the word for the whole year.
Because, of course, as we're talking now, I'm mentally sort of doing some things, but, you know, but I guess if I sit down and start doing this, but so far the word has been opportunity. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, it might be an even bigger word than that, you know, something more refined. Let's see, you know, huge. Maybe that could be the word, huge. Don't know. Let's see what happens when you do it. But now we go to question 15. So question 1 to 14 was about 2021. Question 15 to 21 will be about 2022. So now we're done with the review of the year. Now we're moving forward. Now we're entering into the future. Question 15. What are the 5 biggest necessary endings that must happen for 2022 to be your best year ever? What are the 5 biggest necessary endings that must happen for 2022 to be your best year ever? What is a necessary ending? A necessary ending means something that has got to end, terminate. It's got to stop. You got to stop that. So that's a necessary ending. And the 5 biggest necessary endings. What's a necessary ending? So necessary ending is, think of it this way. These are the things you must terminate forever in your life. Now, as you go into 2022, as you push forward and you bulldoze towards your goals, sometimes there's a rope tied to you, pulling you back. You want to cut this rope. That's a necessary ending. For instance, I've had all kinds of people tell me all kinds of necessary endings. One example would be, one person said, "Coach, I got to stop sleeping late. It makes me very tired during the day." That's a necessary ending. Another one, "I've got to stop hanging out on social media, wasting so much time on it." That's a necessary ending. Another one, "Stop eating junk food." Necessary ending. Another one, "Stop resisting investing." And so they're resisting invest. Every time people come to them with investments, strategies and all that, they keep resisting it. So that's a necessary ending. Another one, "Stop playing small with my marketing budget." That's a necessary ending. So you see, you've got to really pay attention here. Now, if you do question 15 really, really well, you'll find that you've taken off all those heavy baggages that were holding you down as you pursue your goals. You've thrown it all away. And sometimes the necessary ending could even be people you will no longer mix with. A lot of my life has improved simply because of necessary endings. And it's amazing. You know, I remember in 2018, as I went into 2019, I ended TV. I gave away my TV. And I went through two years of lockdowns without a TV. And so it was a necessary ending. So I got so much done, reading and all kinds of stuff done. So that was a necessary ending. That's question 15. Then we go to question 16. So 15 is about endings. 16 is about beginnings. Question 16 is, what are five powerful habits that you must develop in 2022? What are five powerful habits that you must develop in 2022? So now that you've ended things, you have a vacuum. So you want to fill this up, fill this vacuum with some habits. What are five very powerful habits that you know will change your life? Now, don't have the simple habits that will do nothing much for you, like "I must drink more water." But that's not what we're looking at. not things like that.
Well, Keep my water.
So it's not those kind of habits, you know, like I must call Frida more or something. No, those are not the habits you want. You want some really good habits. For instance, I need to read a book a fortnight, you know, or two books a month. That's a very good habit. And another habit is I need to make 15 calls a day, every day, prospecting calls. So that's another very good habit. Another habit could be I need to invest 1,000 a month in unit trust, for example. Something so simple and small, but you know, imagine that habit. Good habits have a massive compound effect down the road, further down the road. 1 year later, 2 years later, 3 years later, this huge compound effect. So you want to look at that. What are the five powerful habits you must develop in 2022? Question 17, very important growth question. What five books and courses will you read and attend in 2022 that will guarantee you massive breakthroughs at work and in life? What five books and courses will you read and attend in 2022 that will guarantee you massive breakthroughs at work and in life? And today, because of all the pandemic, we have so many courses available online. You can do certifications. You can learn things that previously would have been difficult to learn. You can even do an MBA online. You can do so many things, so many courses, and so many books you can buy. You can order them from Amazon, Kinokuniya, MPH. So you want to take stock of the books that are going to change and shape your 2022, and the courses that will change and shape your 2022. Now we come to the final interesting bits in questions 18 to 21. Question 18 is, now, remember this. After I've put this question at this point, right down at the bottom, because you need to do the first 17 before you can do question 18. If you don't do questions 1 to 17, question 18 is not going to help you at all. So here's question 18. What are your top 3 to 10 goals for 2022? So you notice here, you cannot choose your goals until you've done a review, because then only you have enough ammunition, enough information to choose the right goals, to choose correctly, especially questions 1 and 2. They give you an indication whether you chose the wrong goals. So what are your top 3 to 10 goals for 2022? Now, have a minimum of 3, have a maximum of 10. Don't go more than 10, it's too much. Don't go less than 3, because life doesn't get interesting if you do that. So have about 3 to 10. Average people take about 5 or 6, some people do about 8. And let them cover a wide net, you know. Maybe your physical, you can cover physical, can cover emotional, can cover mental, can cover health, relationships, business, career, all that.
Right. I would say, isn't 3 too little?
3 is actually not too little. 1 would be, although it's very effective also, it's just that if you had just one goal and you achieve that goal, then life suddenly has no meaning in that year. There's nothing else. You know? But 3, yes, 3 is still okay. because then there's still some other goals you can focus on and finish it. So three is all right. You may feel that I could do more, and most likely you could. So go for more, go for five, go for six, but at least 3 to 10. So that's question 18. But now comes the difficult question. I think one of the most difficult, so this question is very new. It wasn't in the previous year in reviews. Now, whenever you choose a goal, what determines whether you achieve the goal or not is question 19. So question 18 was, what are your top 3 to 10 goals for 2022? Question 19 and question 20, they're brand new questions. Question 19 is, what is the price you must pay to achieve each of those goals? Every goal has a price. So if you say, I want a six pack, what's the price? The price is not a cheesecake a day. What's the price you got to pay? If you say, I want 5 million in revenues for my business, when your business did 1 million this year, there's a huge price to pay in terms of resource allocation, team strategy, marketing strategy, sales teams, all of the, you got to write down the price. Every goal has a price, and you got to write it down and resolve to pay that price. Every goal has a price, and what's the price you must pay? So this is a very, very important question. Many people write a goal down, get really excited, but they don't want to pay the price. So what's the price you must pay?
And then when you don't, you see, the thing is, every time when you don't say what the price is, you don't achieve the goals, because you didn't, you know that I have to do this. There is something that has to give, right? Exactly. So when people don't mentally prepare for what they have to give, they say, I'm going to give up on this goal.
Sacrifices. Yeah, they don't want to make the sacrifices. So they say they want the goal, and then they want to motivate themselves, but they don't really want to make the sacrifices for the goal. Like, you know, a person who wants to go from 1 million to 5 million, there's a lot of different things you got to do. You know, you've got to look at systems. You've got to look at processes. You've got to look at marketing. It's going to be a very big thing. And so there's a price. Every goal has a price. As long as you, one, you know the price, and two, you commit to paying that price, you're going to get the goal. So question 19 is a question I know many people will try to avoid, because it's a very deep question. Then comes question 20, related. What are 5 immediate next steps for the achievement of each goal? Now that you know the price, what's an immediate next step you can take for each of those goals? So you get started. You don't just leave it out there in contemplation land, you know, in thinking about it land. You don't leave it there. So what are 5 immediate next steps for the achievement of each goal? Every goal must have an immediate next step. Then you're realistic. Then you're becoming very realistic. You know, you're getting started. So like if you say, I want to buy a bungalow, what's an immediate next step? Go to iProperty and start surveying, you know, the areas where you would buy the bungalow. That's an immediate next step. Second one is call up agents and get quotes and get appointments. You see how fast your goal is already starting to take shape, which now finally comes, we bring it up to question 21. Question 21 is the best question. Everybody loves the last question. In every year, the review, it is the last question. And I can tell you, it's a very, very powerful question. So what's question 21? What one word or sentence will be your theme for 2022? Now, look at this year. This question only comes at the end. You can only ask this question after you've done the full review, and then you have. And I tell you, my clients every year, they come up with beautiful themes, and their year reflects their theme. One client this year, she owns a few restaurants, and her theme was joy, and it was such a lovely year for her. She had a lot of joy this year, and a lot of joy. In one of the joys she got was she bought a puppy. And, you know, it brought her even more joy. So that was a word. Another client was discipline, and he went through intense discipline this year. Last year, when we did the review, his word was discipline. Another client, the one word, remember, it's one word or sentence, the word was think big. And he thought very big and did a lot of very big things this year. So what one word or sentence will be your theme for 2022? Such a beautiful question. Yeah.
Can it be the same as, you know, this year?
It could, but it's very unlikely it would happen. If you've done the review, once you've done all the 20 questions, when you reach question 2021, your subconscious will, boom, it will pummel it out. It will just throw it out onto the document, and you go, wow. You will just go, wow. And that would be it, you know. And you know, I even have clients who pray over that theme, that word, you know. It's so powerful. It's because, you see, it becomes your word for the year. Some of them write it on a piece of paper, and they stick it up on the wall, and they sign, you know, this will be my theme. Everything I do will reflect this theme. So powerful. So it's a beautiful thing. So here, so these 21 questions, they're going to change your life and they will change how you experience 2022. It'll be a magnificent year. If you do this review and you do it deeply and you do it well, you will have a truly outstanding, fantastic 2022. So I wish everybody a truly amazing 2022 as they do their 2021 review.
All right, Jeevan Sahadevan from Leverage Lab, the first Monday of the final month of 2021. Here's wishing you a wonderful year-end holiday, and I will see you next year for an exciting 2022.
Let's go for it, as everything opens up.
You're listening to Enterprise. I'm Frida Liu, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.